The Blitz. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston. A Gau Media station. If you're not down with that, we got two words for you. Are you ready? Hey, think you could tell us what to do? You think you could tell us what to wear? You think that you're better? Well, you better get ready. Bow to the masters. Break it down! From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com.
AGE, factory approved warehouse outlet.
Here's Fred Fowler and AJ Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776, or you can hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with the zero, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And as a Wednesday, we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, carrier pigeon, put odds on it. And interesting first hour, all available at podcastarena.com. Disco Biscuit says, I can see a guy having one too many, but how higher the stakes are when this is the third time calling Uber. And I've had a couple people tell me on...
And if you're falling asleep at the wheel, like in...
But the problem is when you get in that situation, you're not making good decisions.
No.
I've done that. I've done that. There's many times when I shouldn't have got behind the wheel and I just tried to drive home. And thankfully, I never got a DUI. I probably should have on many occasions. That's why I don't do that anymore. But... I think maybe the Canadian laws are a little tougher because I have family members that have been through this. And after their second, they couldn't drive for 2 years. That'll teach you a lesson.
Yeah.
And maybe that's something we ought to do because you get the first one, everybody can make a mistake. Second one, maybe you didn't learn your lesson. Boy, after a third, you need to lose your license, man. Somebody's got to tell you, hey, it's time to stop. Sometimes that's a hard way to do it, but. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Boy, the whole world wants to get your opinion of that BBH cherries, I've noticed. You haven't tried it yet.
No, I haven't tried it yet. I'll probably drink a little on Thursday night. I don't know how much I'll be. I'm actually going to Carbach to brew tonight. I'm excited about that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you gonna be making?
We're doing that mint stout again. We're doing it in a mass. Like it's going to be released, like a full-on release.
Cool.
Eric and I, the brewer there, we brewed it on the test scale. I guess it was like a year ago, right?
And yeah, it was about a year ago.
Yeah, and they approved to go ahead and do a full run of it. So we're working on that tonight, and I think it'll be out like February or March.
Awesome.
And then they're going to barrel age some of it. So it's good stuff.
Sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Did you see the... Big 12 revealed its schedule?
I saw Texas's schedule.
Yeah, they did the whole Big 12 schedule. And here's just some highlights for you. They open play on September 23rd with West Virginia at Kansas and Oklahoma at Baylor and TCU at Oklahoma State.
All right.
OU Texas will be October 14th this year. Texas versus Baylor on October 28th. Tom Herman and Matt Rhule in a rematch of last year's AAC championship game. This is kind of weird. Oklahoma and Oklahoma State will play on November the 4th. There will not be Bedlam this year because it's a championship game.
Yeah, they have a championship game now.
Yeah, here's what's wrong with that. By just doing the round robin and taking the top two teams, had they done that this year, you know who your championship game would have been? A rematch of Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. Yeah. 1 week later. Yeah.
It's so stupid.
It is. This conference is just such a joke. It's just
It really is a mess. Watch what happens this year. Oklahoma will get to the end undefeated, and then they'll have to play in this new imaginary made-up Big 12 championship game, and they'll lose, and the Big 12 won't get a team in.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
And that'll be exactly what they deserve.
Yeah. Well,
because they're money-grabbing, wanting a championship game.
Well, I have no idea what the hell they're doing, but...
The reason the Big 12 hasn't gotten a team in isn't because they don't have a championship game. It's because the football there hasn't been as good.
No, and you've got...
The product has fallen off.
Well, they got OU in last year, so yeah. But they've missed two out of three.
The biggest reason is, if I said, Fred, what's the one reason why, since this thing has been going, what's the one reason the Big 12 has not been in every year?
Well, it's because Texas and OU have not been good. That's the problem.
That's it. If Texas were winning 9, 10, 11 games every year, and Oklahoma, which Oklahoma has been, they had one off year and two solid years, but the Big 12 is so top heavy with those two programs that if they're not both clicking, that conference just gets no respect, and I don't know that it deserves much. So that's the reality of it. It's a sad reality for the other eight teams in the conference, but that's what it is.
Yeah. Well, I think the whole thing goes back to when you lose programs like Nebraska and A&M. I mean, you can fade Colorado and Missouri, but yeah. You lose those kind of programs, it's really hard if your bellwether programs are not winning consistently and they're not being Florida State, basically, where you're top 10 for most of the season every year. It's not going to work, and you need OU and Texas to be that good. And if you're TCU I'm not going to throw Baylor in there anymore, but if you're a TCU fan, you need those teams to be that because those wins over them have to mean enough.
Yep.
All right, there you go. Let's squeeze in a call. Darren, you're on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Darren. Hey, what's going on, guys?
Sports is going on, man.
Nice. All right, got one of the odds here. What are the odds now that we know Major Applewhite's going to be the head coach going into the bowl game? What are the odds he comes out and has an explosive win to basically make a statement and gives Cougs fans like a glimpse into the future of what we can expect from him?
I actually, when the bowls were first announced, I was going to be all over San Diego State.
I thought their number was going to be a lot bigger.
Yeah, I thought it was going to be 8 or 9, to be honest with you. And the number was 3. And now that they've kept him and there's going to be some continuity there, I think they're going to win the football game. I probably would not bet it because, well, I don't bet on UH games. But I do think whatever you see out of them in this bowl game isn't necessarily going to be the offense or the style of play they're going to run next year because, number one, they're not going to have Greg Ward next year.
Right.
And, number two, you don't implement all those things. You're going to run the same offense you've been running. Maybe you put a few other plays in and some tweaks and things like that. But whatever he's going to change his offense to, you're not going to see until all the kids have been through spring ball, all the kids have been through fall practice next year. So you'll see them make a few changes, I'm sure, just – because that's what you want to do. But I wouldn't expect that to be what you see next year because you're not going to have Greg Ward. And you know, it takes a while to put in that much of a change in offense. And they don't have that much practice time here. This is actually the first bowl game, right?
Yeah.
Or second one, right? It's the first
one of the early ones. During these bowl games, one of the things we always talk about is motivation and what's the motivation like for each team in that bowl, and that plays a heavy role in how you feel about the outcome of the game. It's not always about which team is better.
And how many distractions you have also, yep. Which is that affects motivation.
So to me, UH is a weird call because clearly at the beginning of the season, the Las Vegas Bowl was not the expectation nor the hope. So that's not where they wanted to be. That's not where they thought they would be, especially after they beat Oklahoma. There were people saying, you know, this is a team that could potentially be in the playoff.
Right.
So to be in the Las Vegas Bowl playing against a San Diego State team that was also pretty disappointing this season, that's not ideal for as far as motivation. But then I think about, are they going to be motivated to show Tom Herman that he messed up? Are they all pissed off about this? Like,
well,
or has it just been a total distraction for them and they're going to show up and not look right? I don't know.
Well, to be fair, San Diego State did win the Mountain West.
They did, but San Diego State was another team that they were talking about, and I actually thought San Diego State, looking at their schedule coming into the season, I thought they'd go undefeated. So they were, relative to expectations, both these schools have been disappointing.
Yeah, I don't know that anybody else thought that. I thought you could look at their schedule and say they'd be favored in most of their games, but they did have a really good running back. But I would say the motivation here would be, well, I don't know what's going to happen when those kids get on the strip. Well, I guess they're probably already there by now. And how Vegas affects you. I'd give San Diego State a little bit of an edge on that because I'm sure a lot more kids have been there. But I think they'll want to go out and play hard for Applewhite. I mean, they all were happy that he's back. I think they'll be motivated enough. This is not – if they'd gotten stuck in the military bowl, yeah, I think it'd be a problem. But this is not – while it's not the Peach Bowl, going to Vegas is not bad for kids
no.
get an opportunity to go. So I think that the disappointment at the bowl game is not as big as it would have been. They were fortunate to get in there because Pac-12 couldn't fill all its spots.
Right.
I think that makes that a better bowl than going to Dallas-Fort Worth again and again and again, which is what they've done a few times before. All right. Well, guys, trying to get the right gift. You're running out of time, but we've got a great offer for you, and a lot of people have taken advantage of it, and they've all said the same thing. This is fantastic. I've gotten this myself. It is fantastic. I love everything that comes in the package. I especially love the filet mignons. But Omaha Steaks, for only $49.99, you can get the family gift pack. All you have to do, go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code Fred in the search bar. You're going to get 77% off, so you're going to save a bunch of money. You're going to get this delivered, and it's going to look like you planned this all along and got them a great, great gift. Right now, Omaha Steaks giving an exclusive savings just to the Blitzers. Here's everything you get for less than $50. Two filet mignons. Two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, 12-ounce package of all-beef meatballs, four potatoes au gratin, four caramel apple tartlets, an Omaha Steak seasoning packet, plus, just to sweeten the deal a little bit, four additional kielbasa sausages for free. I'm not good at math, but that's eight kielbasa sausages. Go to omahasteaks.com, enter my code Fred in the search bar, add the family gift pack to your cart. You're going to get a 77% savings. It's the gift that's guaranteed to be a hit.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday, and having a little bit of fun today. Hopefully you're enjoying it. Hope everybody's got most of their holiday shopping out of the way. If not, we're giving you plenty of stuff you can do. So, Manny asked, what are the odds we see the horns down sign from Cougs that score touchdowns? God, I hope not.
That'd be embarrassing.
Please, everybody just move on from this. Just move on. It's always better to look ahead. Okay, that's my humble opinion. You know, life's better if you do that.
I don't get it.
I don't either, but no one asked me. Why does just about everyone say, I'll hang up and listen? Why? Just hang up, simple. It's like people, it's that and how are you guys doing? Well, we're always doing great. We're always doing great. So, I'll stop texting and listen. I like it. Well, A32 says, AJ just said Houston Cougars football underachieved this season, which is true, but I'm lost at how Tom Herman is praised so much knowing that fact. I think, you know, yeah, the coach obviously has to get some blame for that.
Yeah.
But, and I think those are one of the reasons why if you have questions about how he's going to do at the next level, you'll look at some things this year and say, well...
Although I think the Memphis loss directly relates to
that
he's leaving.
Yeah, you could draw a line through that because
to me the one inexplicable loss they had was the SMU loss, and I don't know how to explain it. I don't know I mean, I think Tom Herman's to as much to blame as the players are. That was just a piss poor showing.
Yeah,
and that's the other two. Navy is. I mean, Navy's was a pretty good team. You know, could argue just as good as UH, and they're a tough team to prepare for.
Especially that's always a tough trip, and the kid who was playing quarterback at the time had gotten forced in the week before. Now he had a week to prepare. He was really good, and he's the reason they lost to Army is he got hurt in the Temple game, and they were down to a third quarterback. So that those kind of games are going to happen, and I also think it's kind of a credit, and again, SMU does not belong in this conversation, but if you look at that conference, that's a pretty good football conference. There are a lot of 9-win teams and some teams that won against Power 5 schools. It wasn't quite the pushover that everybody thought it was going to be. Now, in the end, I think UH should have more talent than almost everybody in there. But, you know, they didn't have to play South Florida, but that was a good team. Temple was a really good team. Navy was good. Tulsa turned into a very good team. That's you know, those are teams that could have winning records in the Big 12. They're going to be 7-win teams in the Big 12. They're not going to be 9- and 10-win teams like they are there. But they could be 7-win teams. So those aren't garbage. Christopher, would you be pissed if I called in and said, how y'all doing? I'll hang up and listen to your answer. Pissed? No. We make fun of you a little bit. So something else I wanted to get to. Have you seen this Britt McHenry story?
No.
We have not mentioned her since she went off on the chick, right?
Yeah.
There's really no reason to talk about her except...
unless she makes fun of fat girls.
Yeah, and I have to say, this is one of those things that irritates me a lot, is she's going out of her way to turn herself into the victim now. apparently, she's revealed that she's lost her eyesight due to stress from the backlash and may have permanent vision issues.
No, oh, well, whose fault is that?
Here's what she said. Well, no, this is not her fault. This is because it's hard to describe how it feels to have people dislike you when they don't even know you. It takes a toll on your mind and body alike. In fact, in dealing with all the stress, the vision in my right eye grew cloudy. I could no longer see clearly. Everything was a blur. I went to a retinal specialist who diagnosed me with CSR, a condition in which vision is impaired, often due to trauma or extreme stress. Neither medication nor time helped alleviate the problem. I had no choice but to start a series of injections directly into my eye to try to regain my vision and prevent further damage. Are you feeling sorry for her yet?
No.
The first time I watched the needle approach my eye, yes, you're awake for this, I broke down, halting the process until I could regain my composure. I was a wreck. Not so much because of the injection, because of what had brought me to that point. It would become the first of endless infections, and I still flinch every time. The doctor says the vision of my eye may never improve. I'm sorry, I don't feel... guess what? We have a lot of people who dislike us, and they don't even know us. I'm not stressing over it.
Yeah.
I'm not crying. I'm not having my vision disappear. Come on, man. Wow. Really?
This is
this story we're supposed to feel sorry for now.
This is the thing. People, when you have a sense of celebrity, which Britt McHenry does, people are going to judge you when they don't know you. Welcome to being even moderately famous. That's going to happen. And I'm sure you loved it when people were just tweeting at how good you looked on the sideline. I'm sure it was great then. But then when you turned all munty on some random lady who was just doing her job, you're going to get some negative backlash. Again, welcome to being famous. Is Mel Gibson blind?
Well, to some things he is, yes.
But, I mean, has his vision gone away?
No.
That's weird because he got a lot of negative backlash, I feel. Quite a bit. Is Bill Cosby blind? Wait, yes, he is now. Mm. Oh, she may be onto something. She may be onto something here. Bill Cosby went blind, too.
Yeah, but that was for a different reason.
I think it's stress, Fred. I think it's stress.
I
didn't know people were going to get so mad that I raped all those women. Why is everyone so mad about this?
Oh, gosh. I honestly think this is just, okay, it's been long enough. Some PR person got a hold of her and said, let's go do a sob story so people be sympathetic to you.
I like how she says this is going to affect her her career. Like, I don't know, blind chicks can still look pretty and stand on the sideline and be useless, right?
Yeah, it's definitely. So, I just, this is loss of sight is karma for the way she looked down on someone.
Ooh. That seems harsh.
That is a little harsh. Yeah, your life's tough. You've got a job that a lot of people are killing to get. You're attractive. You got money. Yeah, boy, that's so stressful. It really is.
Hard times.
John, do you feel sorry for her?
Not one bit.
No? But she's such a great person. She just, that wasn't her. That wasn't me talking to that lady.
That's why I love the Blitzers. Joshua, the eye doctor here, says CSR heals on its own, usually doesn't need injections.
Well, she got the injection kind. She had the injection kind.
Because she had to make him stop.
Yeah, she had to stop and cry and compose herself and then get the injections.
Let's grab a phone call. Philip, you are on the Blitz. Go, sir.
Sports, fellas. Love the show.
Thanks, man. Sports to you.
Hey, I know y'all don't take too many golf questions. I just wanted to hear your take on it real quick. What are the odds you think Tiger Woods actually wins a tournament next year?
I'll go 80% he wins a tournament.
I'll go 4%.
A tournament at all?
A tournament at all.
Ooh.
I don't think he's... I've always said he'll never win another major. I don't know if he's going to win another tournament.
Okay.
I don't know. If all I can go on is what I saw briefly, if a tournament, his own invite tournament that he finished 15th out of 18 or 17 golfers.
Yeah. He did have the one day.
He had one day, but last time I checked, to win a golf tournament.
Got
to
play 4 days.
Got to have 4 good days.
You know how many times I've played 4 good days of golf in a row?
In my life? Maybe I've played 4 good days.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Not me.
Yeah.
If I can break 100 one day in a row, I'm happy. 4 days? No. No way. Breaking 70? No, no chance.
Oh, Salvatore says, I love turning on the radio and hearing AJ say, why is everyone so mad that I raped all those women? And he was quoting Bill Cosby.
That was a Bill Cosby quote.
Yeah, but still.
Lest anyone be confused. I've raped no women. Zero
You've
rapes.
Never Cosby'd anybody.
Zero rapes on my resume.
Oh, man. We're going to take a quick break here. But I want to get to something that Lamont wrote for the website that I want to get your opinion on. That's on Houston Sports and stuff.
You value
today.
My opinion, huh?
Yeah.
That makes me feel good.
So it
makes me feel good. No. Makes me feel better than Britt McKenry would make me feel.
Well, I don't know. Britt McKenry could probably do other things to you.
You know what? I wish great eyesight upon you for the rest of your days, Fred.
The rest of my day.
Yeah. All right, guys. Christmas is coming. This year, go with the win-win. Something that's going to make her feel hot and is going to heat up your holiday. The super warm, world-famous Hoodie Footy by Pajamagram is the ultimate solution. Combines the warmth of a hoodie with the coziness of footed pajamas. And warming her up means that she'll be cozy and ready to go in no time. You can find all the Hoodie Footy styles at Pajamagram.com, including this year's exclusive mink chocolate Hoodie Footy. And if you're not into the Hoodie Footy thing, maybe that's not what, you know, sets your bells and whistles off, go with the Sexy Midnight Fantasy. In fact, you can go with both of those. They call it the Sweet and Sexy Gift Set. It includes a Hoodie Footy and a Sexy Midnight Fantasy. You buy both today at Pajamagram.com, you'll save $60. You don't have to gift wrap because every Pajamagram includes free gift packaging. Christmas delivery is guaranteed. Visit Pajamagram.com or call 1-800-GIVE-PJs. Tell them AJ Hoffman from ESPN 97.5 sent you.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5. This is a Zadok Jewelers ESPN 97.5 Sports Update.
Zadok Jewelers, Houston's premier luxury jeweler for more than 40 years.
Here's Brian Barrett.
Tune in to John and Raheel with Dell, followed by Unfiltered weekdays starting at 9. The Rockets are back at the Toyota Center tonight as they'll play host to the Kings. The Rockets, of course, are riding that 7-game winning streak. Eric Gordon has been tremendous during the winning streak. He's averaging 20 points and hitting 55% of his three-point attempts over the last 7 games. Meanwhile, the Texans have officially placed rookie receiver Braxton Miller on injured reserve with a shoulder injury. Miller suffered the injury in the Texans' loss to the Packers 2 weeks ago. Wendell Williams has been promoted from the practice squad to replace Miller on the active roster. Williams is an undrafted rookie. This update is brought to you by Root Sports, your home for Houston Astros and Rockets coverage. Visit rootsports.com for local channel listings.
At Robbins Brothers, we know hearing yes when you propose is amazing. It's like dribbling out the clock from the batter's box on the 18th hole of the old gridiron. Okay, we're not sports experts. At Robbins Brothers, we're engagement experts. We have the most amazing designer ring styles. And now through December 24th, get 30-month special financing with no interest and no money down. It's a walk-off extra point, we think. Robbins Brothers. Visit us in Clear Lake or Houston Loop today. Call 1-800-610-RING for details. Minimum $1,500 purchase. Offer subject to credit approval.
This is Wingstop Tweet Talk. At Oniyachi tweets, at Olivia Live hasn't tried Wingstop. Let's have a moment of silence for the wings and fries that have been missed out on. Can we pour out some ranch? But seriously, what kind of friend are you? It's time to show her what we do. Wings. And we do them better than everybody because that's all we do. Always cook to order, freshly made wings and hand-cut fries every time. Real friends make sure their friends have tried Wingstop. Get at it.
Hey, guys, if you're in the Webster area and you're looking for a great place to take in the games, take in some terrific beer, Saloon Door Brewing. You can check them out at saloondoorbrewing.com and see all the great beers that they have. But it's just a cool place to go and hang out. We've been down there a lot. We're going to be out there again in January. Two projector screens on the wall. They're always playing sports. You can catch the Texans, the Rockets right now. Wednesday night's trivia night. Man, love doing trivia. They have a great one down there. Go check it out. We'll be there on Friday, January 6th. They've got so many great beer flavors. If you like stouts, they've got the chocolate milk stout. They've got the peanut butter and chocolate milk stout. Peanut butter, all those. And if you like IPAs, they got you covered. They've got the vanilla cream nitros. Just a bunch of cool beers. And Jason Graham, who's the CEO, tasting room manager, the CFO, Austin Weber. All those guys, great, great guys. The head brewmaster, Josh Anderson. Go check them out. Tell them I sent you, and guess what? You're going to get $9.75 off your tab of $35 or more. So $9.75 off your tab of $35 or more if you just tell them I sent you at checkout. They're at 105 Magellan Circle, Suite A, Webster, 77598. It's less than a half mile behind Cinemark and Cheddar's off I-45 South. And I know a lot of you guys who listen to the show are from that area. If you have not checked this place out, you need to. Very, very cool place. That's Saloon Door Brewing, saloondoorbrewing.com.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, Deep South Barrels presents What Are the Odds Wednesday? This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Brought to you by AcceptanceAppliance.com. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. Having a lot of great people contribute to Houston sports and stuff right now. So if you haven't checked out the website, please do. Lamont wrote an interesting piece today on something I hadn't really thought about, and I kind of wanted to get your opinion on it.
Okay.
The apparently,
my opinion, it's freezing cold in here.
It is freezing cold in here. Man, when I got up this morning, and the wife had already left for work, and I'm shivering. It's so damn cold in there. Somehow she turned it down to 51 degrees. I'm like, what the hell? And so I spent an hour with the heater on trying to balance it. That's what this is like. It's 30 degrees or it's 85 degrees. There's just no in between. But anyway, thank you, John. See, that's a good producer. Come in here and turn the damn thing off. Yeah.
That's right. Actually, a good producer would have known that we were cold. He would have sensed it in our voices and come in here and done it without us saying it.
Yeah, well, John doesn't have that sixth sense anymore.
Well, it's not cold in here. That's why.
Okay.
Well, as long as you're comfortable, what do we care, right?
I think the best part is in the other studio, it was always like 120 degrees, even if it was the middle of December.
Yeah. Well, especially after 6 o'clock, because they would turn off all the air conditioning in the building, and that one did not have our air conditioning in there. And so that was it. There would be days we'd sit there and count the thing up to 85 and 86 degrees. So I guess we shouldn't complain about the cold. But hey, regardless, Romeo Crennel, last year of his contract, and I guess at 69 years old, I guess there's some thought that maybe Romeo retires. Maybe it's time for Mike Vrabel to get the job. Just kind of curious on your opinion, because I have a very strong opinion on this, but I want to hear yours first.
I think that if he goes away, that spells bad news for Bill O'Brien, because that's the only thing keeping his ass out of the fire right now is Romeo Crennel's defense. And I don't, maybe Mike Vrabel can coach it. I don't know. I mean, because it's kind of like the Tom Herman thing. We don't know if he can coach.
Right.
Or Major Applewhite. We don't know if he could be a head coach because he's never done it. Mike Vrabel, I don't know if he can be a DC because I've never seen him do it. But
and I think that's one of the reasons, that and it would have been San Francisco, and you probably aren't going to stay employed long.
But if you're Bill O'Brien, aren't you like, hey, man, let's keep Romeo around?
Absolutely. To me, it's a no-brainer. He doesn't have a job without this guy. And, you're right, maybe Vrabel can coach, and maybe he'll be a good DC someday. But this is not a someday league. This is a you-better-win-now league. And I know Romeo Crennel's a good defensive coordinator, and I know that he's kept this team – The reason this team has a winning record is not Bill O'Brien, and it damn sure isn't that crappy offense that they throw out there. So, to me, it's not even a conversation. You keep Romeo Crennel, and if Mike Vrabel gets an offer somewhere else, thanks for playing. We'll miss you. But I do think it's a fair thing to bring up, because Romeo's 69. He may not want to keep doing this. He may just want to go home and eat. I don't know. But I think Bill O'Brien should fall down on his knees and thank whatever God he worships every single night that he has Romeo Crennel. Because that guy is and is that defense perfect? No. But that's what's winning games for him. That's what's keeping them in games. And the times that the defense has played really bad, honestly, even going back and looking at some of the games where they got blown out, they didn't have good defensive games, but they got beat because they fumbled kickoffs and threw interceptions and things like that to put the defense in an impossible situation.
Right.
That has been a, even without J.J. Watt, and they've dealt with a lot of injuries all year, not having Kevin Johnson for most of the year, who was supposed to be a big part of this. Boy, you look at what that defense has done, and if you get, you can win a Super Bowl with that defense. You can win a Super Bowl with that defense. You can't do it with that offense. That's a problem. Or those special teams, which I thought they were supposed to fix that. I thought Larry Izzo was supposed to fix the whole special teams problem. That hasn't really worked out.
That's why Bill O'Brien yells at him.
It's Soccer Bilal. Haven't heard from him in a while.
Oh, does that mean we have to talk about soccer?
Well, sort of. We're going to talk about a guy who can't score.
Okay.
What's up, Bilal?
What's up, sports and stuff, gentlemen?
Sports and soccer to you, too.
I'm going to Madrid next month, so that's my soccer trip for the year.
All right.
But I wanted to ask, what are the odds Jeff Fisher gets a new job before Romeo Crennel retires?
See, Jeff Fisher might as well be a soccer coach.
Who's looking to hire Jeff Fisher?
Somebody, I think it was Disco, threw this out on Twitter the other day. What about Jacksonville? 7-9 would be a huge improvement.
I mean, I just can't imagine a team says, you know who could really fix us? Jeff Fisher. Am I crazy to think? I mean, what? And even as a defensive coordinator, which, by the way, when's the last time? I think the last time he was a defensive coordinator was for the Oilers.
Right. And I'll be honest, I wasn't impressed with him as a defensive coordinator. I thought he was a shaky hire at the time. And frankly, you know, he had a much better run in Tennessee early in his career than I ever thought he would have, mainly because he had Steve McNair playing at an MVP level.
And Eddie George.
And he had the one really good year with Vince where they were running the ball like fiends. And that's it. That's his career. 6 winning records in 22 seasons as a head coach.
Yeah.
That's not good enough. But he's like Lane Kiffin. People keep hiring him. I would not be shocked if he winds up somewhere. Jacksonville. That would be a Jacksonville hire. Or, you know who would hire Jeff Fisher? This would be too perfect. Jim Irsay gets sick of Pagano this year.
Oh my!
And hires Jeff Fisher to run the Colts,
and the Colts continue to be the.
No, they go 7-9 every year.
I guess so. Until Andrew Luck leaves, and then they are 1-15 for the rest of their franchise's existence.
Yeah, they'll chase off Andrew Luck. That'll be like the second year. He's like, oh, we got to get rid of this guy.
And then their franchise packs up in the middle of the night and moves to Baltimore.
Again.
Baltimore gets a second team because the Colts are too embarrassing.
Oh, man.
Yeah, I don't know. I can't imagine him getting another job.
I can't either, but how stupid are people? We see it all the time.
He has not had a winning record in the NFL since 2008.
Okay. 2008 is when I started at the station.
Yeah.
2008. That's when Jong started. And we've been here forever.
In the last 12 seasons, he's had two winning seasons. Two times, he's won more games than he lost. And both those seasons, lost in their first playoff game.
Yeah.
I mean, he won a playoff game in 2003.
Well, there you go. God, I don't even know where I was. Well, I know where I was in 2003, but I don't remember.
I was in college. I wasn't even doing radio yet.
I just graduated high school.
But I did work.
Had you gone to the military yet?
Yeah, I was already out of the military. Yeah. I was in college in Nashville, though. So I was there. I probably saw a lot of his games that year.
So you're probably excited about him.
Yeah, they were good then. But, not so good these days. That's been a long, long time ago, my friend.
Oh, I have an incredible stat for you before we do this. One of the websites that I like to use, dailysnark.com, had this story. They went and did the research. Bill Belichick would have to go 0-16 for six straight years, and he would still have a higher winning percentage than Jeff Fisher.
Oh, my God.
Six straight years of 0-16. I think that tells you everything you need to know.
Yep. All right, guys. Got to tell you about Man's Best Friend. And we've been giving away $250 gift cards to Man's Best Friend for the last several months. And we're doing that again in December. All you got to do is go to ESPN975.com, register to win. We're also giving away a holiday puppy package, which includes a couple training sessions, a behavioral overlook, and it's a $400 value, and all you got to do is go to the website, sign up to win it. Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training. You can go to mansbestfriend.com to see all their services, but the dog training is incredible. I've gotten three dogs trained with Man's Best Friend, and I've always been satisfied with the results. 713-932-6709 or mansbestfriend.com. And great news for you guys, if you mention ESPN 97.5 or mention me, 30% off all your services at Man's Best Friend. These guys, they know what they're doing with your dog. You want your dog to be better. You want him to be a responsible member of your family. Man's Best Friend is the place to start. That's mansbestfriend.com. Remember to mention us for 30% off for your services at Man's Best Friend, the professional difference in dog training. It's just too much pressure to take. I felt this way before. So insecure.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Lock and load, boys.
On ESPN 97.5. Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Now back to The Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on The Blitz. Come celebrate the big Texas party with ESPN 97.5. SB Nation 1560 and Culture Map. It's happening Tuesday, February 2nd at the Silver Street Studios. We'll have big time athletes, celebrities, all you can eat and drink.
All you can drink booze?
Yes, and you know how that's going to go for the Blitzers.
I'm going to get pregnant.
I'm going to get so nuked you're going to have to carry me out of there. Refreshing beer. You know what kind of barbecue we have? Succulent and smooth bourbon.
That's good.
You can buy your tickets at thebigtexasparty.com. Make sure you get the D in front of it. I've had some people tell me they tried Big Texas Party. It's not that. It's thebigtexasparty.com. And for a limited time, you can get $75 off. Guys, that's not going to last much longer, and these tickets are going fast. So if you want to go to this party, it is going to be the biggest one of the week. It's going to be the coolest one of the week.
Cooler than the Maxim party?
Most people can't get into the Maxim party, though.
Cooler than Jay Glazer's party?
Yeah, I haven't been impressed with Jay Glazer.
Okay.
So, Maxim, that's a little different animal. But most people can't get into that, right?
It's true.
Well, you can get into this as long as you get your tickets now. Get ready to celebrate the big game with Gal Media at the Big Texas Party. And I'm looking forward to this. It's going to be a lot of fun. And, yeah, I guarantee you there will be succulent barbecue.
Succulent.
And, man, I'm going to.
Yeah, girl.
I'm definitely going to be. I will not be.
So succulent.
I will not be driving that night. I can tell you that.
It's Uber
no
City.
No way in hell, man.
You bringing the wife with you?
Yeah, I'll be bringing the wife.
Nice.
Although there's a chance she's going to be out of town, so I may need to borrow a date.
Yeah. Good luck with that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure I can scare up somebody. I mean, I have an extra ticket to a really cool party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I mean, they don't have to sleep with me. They just have to go to the party with me.
Right. Maybe make out with you.
And just, you know, push me away because I'll be so drunk.
Right.
That's all you have to do. But, yeah, I don't know. She's got this new job responsibility she has. She gets to do more traveling, which is good for me. I have more free time at home to get in trouble.
My wife has no interest in going to a party.
Really?
Like that. No. It's not her thing. I can't say I blame her.
Yeah, you guys have kids at home.
I'm not a big party guy either, but this sounds like a good time.
Oh, it's going to be a good time. I'm a big party guy. I love going and doing stuff, and it'll be awesome. All right, let's do this Ad Hoc Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the Gem of the Day. The Ad Hoc Jeweler Gem of the Day.
All right, I want you guys to imagine something. And then I want you to tell me what you would do. Let's say you're out, maybe at a party.
Partying. And yeah.
There's
fun.
Three young, relatively attractive women are buying you drinks.
Hookers?
No.
Oh, they're buying you drinks?
They're buying you drinks.
What?
They're plowing you with alcohol. John?
What? Am I a super wealthy guy?
No, you're a young soccer player. Not a big time one. Just a guy who plays soccer.
I'm like Freddie Adu.
No, because he at least has a name.
Oh, okay.
You would be like Bilal.
I'm Freddie Apu.
She'd be like soccer Bilal.
So I'm the Simpsons version of Freddie Adu. It's Freddie Apu.
Oh, that is not very funny. All right, so these three girls start plowing you with vodka and then tell you they want to take you home.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
This has happened to me many times. I've been in this position often, Fred. I'll tell you what you do.
Yes?
You call the police. They want to stab you. They want to rob you. It's never a good sign.
This is worse than being stabbed or robbed. John, what would you do?
John would give it to him.
No, I would question it.
Really?
It's never happened in my life.
Yeah, John would be slinging that thing around.
Yeah. Well, apparently, they took him back to their home. Once there, he passed out.
Of course.
From all the booze they were plying him with.
They sell his organs?
No, they stripped his clothes off. And things got weird. And this was in Great Britain, by the way. First, they cut up vegetables and placed them on his body, like he was a chuck roast, and they were going to make something out of him. Then they cut off his hair while they were dancing. And then things went too far. One of the girls took the scissors and asked, put it in his bum?
Ugh.
And then proceeded to do just that.
Ugh.
And Brogan Gillard, 26, was the girl who did it. And if you see the pictures and you see her, you think, I bet you that's a girl who did it.
She looks like the scissor user.
Yes, and she was. Gillard.
Are any of them hot?
Yeah, kind of are. I mean, not.
Like, what do they get out of that, cutting up his butt?
I don't know, but I'll tell you what they get out of it. They had to plead guilty to sexual assault and had to sign the sex offenders register. So, Gillard, Paige Cunningham, 22, and 20-year-old Sharon Jones all facing jail after admitting sexual assault. And what made it worse, they recorded it.
Man.
So, there's the evidence against them.
These hoes ain't loyal.
I'm telling you. I would say they're England nines. I mean, they're like six and a halves here, but nines over there.
It ain't what it used to be out there, Fred.
No, and just, I really am unhappy that I feel like if I go out to a place and three hot girls are trying to pick me up, that I have to stop drinking with them.
You got to worry about things
like that
happening.
Because I'm going to have scissors shoved into my, fail.
Who wants to deal with that?
No one. Well, this poor fellow, that's the moral of the story. Remember, if something's too good to be true.
Yep. You're going to end up with scissors in your ass.
Yes, you don't want that. So that's kind of, we have some relationship advice later in the show. This is the first of it. Do not let three chicks take you home and put scissors in your butt. All right, or you're going to pass out. Of course, they doesn't say. They probably could have drugged him, too.
Yeah.
I mean, if we're going to do something like that. It kind of strikes me as some weird witch ritual. Putting vegetables on him?
I don't like
any of it. Who puts vegetables on a guy?
I don't like any of it.
Regardless, that's your Zadok Jewelers Gem of the Day.
The Gem of the Day. It's the gem of the day. The Zadok Jeweler gem of the day.
Well, if they were using a mattress, I know they would have used one from Texas Mattress Makers. Because Hey, I'll tell you one thing about a mattress from Texas Mattress Makers.
To stick scissors up somebody on, right?
It's the best for everything. It's the best for sex. It's just the best for everything.
For scissoring.
Scissoring, sexing, you name it. They got you covered.
Sleeping?
Sleeping is the best.
Okay.
And, man, they've got so many. Matter of fact, I'm going out there tomorrow, check out some of the new mattresses they have. And they're always working to improve the way you sleep. And they're also going to make it better for you to say no to the hustle and bustle of the holidays. How about you just stay in bed with your new bed from Texas Mattress Makers? And you'll have so much money left over because you're getting a custom-fitted bed at factory-direct prices. Get the bed made just for you. Hey, this makes a great gift, too. If you want to go and get something that you want to get together, like this is, like, instead of buying each other a gift, you want to buy a gift together, we'll save on incredibly low prices. They're going to beat any retailer. You're going to get a custom-fitted bed. You're going to get the best quality you're going to find anywhere. And check this out. Not only, this is why I love Texas Mattress Makers, not just because I get a great bed from them, not just because the people know everything there is to know about mattresses and they're really cool and are going to help you find the best thing for you, but they also do a lot of stuff in the community. And you've got until December 21st, but they're doing their Secret Santa toy drive. Make sure the kids in need wake up to presents under the tree. Just drop off a new and unwrapped toy from now until then, and they're going to take care of it. Texas Mattress Makers, 4619 Navigation at the corner with Lockwood. And if you happen to be going to look to buy one tomorrow, you'll probably see me there. Texas Mattress Makers, the best sleep at the best price, guaranteed.
You're listening to ESPN 97.5.